The days of large-scale old-growth logging in the Tongass are finished. That's according to top U.S. Forest Service officials in Alaska, who say future Tongass timber sales will include very low amounts of old-growth trees. The policy shift is seen by some municipal officials as the final nail in the coffin of a dying industry. Others hope Southeast's timber companies can play a key role in new forest restoration efforts. From Member Station KRBD in Ketchikan, Deanna Garrison has this report.
In a speech last August, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack stressed a new focus on forest conservation. Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton says the Forest Service is working on long-term stewardship contracts for the region's timber industry.
These contracts would focus on a variety of activities in addition to timber sales and also have an opportunity to focus on restoration activities, such as improving wildlife habitat through forest thinnings, providing some opportunities for improving fish passage, recreation and trail work, and doing pre-commercial thinning and those types of activities.
This isn't the first time that the Forest Service has attempted to provide combined restoration and timber sale contracts. Tongass Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole says the agency dropped his previous stewardship contract plan after it became entangled in the perpetual legal battle over timber sales in the Tongass.
What we found with the lawsuits that we were having, not only was it tying up the timber program, but it was tying up a lot of the restoration, road work, other activities we were trying to clear through the same projects. So we consciously made a decision a number of years ago to stop doing that, to where we would clear road activities, trail maintenance, cabin replacement, thinning through separate, I guess, less targeted NEPA, and kept these timber sale projects as a separate entity.
Unlike in the past, Cole says the new stewardship contracts won't concentrate timber harvests in controversial roadless areas. He says the new contracts will allow for what he calls very low amounts of old-growth trees to be harvested. Cole says most of the timber coming off of the Tongass in the future would come from restoration projects and second-growth areas. One of the companies in line for a new stewardship contract is Ketchikan-based sawmill Pacific Log and Lumber. Owner Steve Seeley says his mill closed 18 months ago due to a lack of timber supply. Recently, he says he began the process of liquidating equipment. He's hoping the new stewardship contract will keep him in business.
In a nutshell, what I'm looking for is a job. When I find a job, I put people to work. If it's in the service industry, I'll put on my service industry hat. If I'm logging 6-inch thinnings instead of 60-inch spruce, so be it.
But Seeley doesn't expect his company to again employ over 500 workers as it did in 1986 when it was named Exporter of the Year for the state. If the Forest Service is not able to deliver on these new long-term stewardship contracts, Seeley expects his business and the region's three other large mills will soon be dismantled, like the one in Wrangell.
I can tell you that this industry, private operators in this industry, cannot survive the uncertainty of fiber supply, the problems of litigation. I can't afford to litigate. I guess I've got three alternatives: quit, litigate, or optimistically look at this new plan and see what I can carve out that's good for me and good for Ketchikan.
Seeley is working with the Forest Service on a stewardship contract in which his company would thin second growth areas along Ketchikan area beaches to improve deer habitat. Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly member John Harrington is less optimistic these sorts of contracts will keep the industry in business.
Our timber industry is a timber products industry, I think, is pretty much done unless something major happens to change that. I guess I can hope that that happens, but realistically, I don't see it happening.
Harrington and Seeley were among a handful of Ketchikan officials who discussed the new direction for the Tongass last month with USDA Deputy Undersecretary Jay Jensen, who oversees the Forest Service. Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer, who was also there, says they were told that there would be no old-growth timber harvest on the Tongass in the future, but he does not expect that will stop legal challenges from conservation groups.
In terms of lawsuits and other assorted things, I'm sure that this new proposal will continue to engender the interest of those who are opposed to using the Tongass for economic purposes.
Kiefer and Harrington were also skeptical about the Obama administration's commitment to logging second growth timber in the future. Harrington says the Forest Service is looking at closing logging roads that would be needed to harvest those areas.
Part of the remediation plan calls for remediating the roads. Now, how do you carry on second growth timber harvesting if you've taken out the roads? Because as soon as you do that, to get access to those roads, to the second growth, you're going to have to rebuild roads, which makes it economically unfeasible.
Tongass officials say they are looking at closing or putting into storage about 50% of the roads on the Tongass. But Supervisor Cole says the agency plans to eventually reopen some roads for timber harvest in the future. The Forest Service has yet to release a specific plan to the public on its stewardship contract proposal for the Tongass. Mill owner Seeley was hoping to receive more details about his proposed stewardship contract this month. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.